Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. So, Colin, what is the big difference that you hope for poly-waste technology to bring to the recycling process?
I guess traditional recycling technologies have relied on shredding and washing and granulating, and there's a whole lot of processing steps which are expensive and use energy and obviously cost money. We've got a technology, the poly-waste technology, whereby we can take lightly contaminated and co-mingled plastics, which is plastics of all different types, straight from the bale and put it straight into the machine, and out comes a substrate suitable for forming into a myriad of plastic products. So it takes a lot of the cost out and the energy consumption out of plastics recycling.
Well, when you say lightly contaminated, does that mean food soiling? What does that mean?
It can mean a little bit of organics. It can mean soil. It can mean oils, like the residues in oil drums. It can mean the aluminium interlayers that we use in packaging, like twisty packets, and all sorts of other things that themselves are not plastic. We've even recycled coffee cups. Now, they've got a little bit of plastic in them, but basically there's a fair bit of paper fiber as well. And we've done cigarette butts as well and produced furniture with 10% cigarette butts.
Well, are there any areas in the world right now where there seems to be a bit of a pushback against this kind of technology?
I can't think where, and we're always conscious that if a waste plastic stream is very clean and very pure from one polymer, perhaps our technology is not giving the highest value to that material because it's already pure and clean. But if it's commingled and dirty, then our technology, we believe, is very much superior to any other technology in terms of being able to use that material for future lives. I'm not aware of any pushback. There's plenty of problems with the ocean, and we probably all have heard the statistic that there'll be more plastic in the sea than the mass of fish by 2050. And if you have a look in particularly developing countries, the world is crying out for a solution to commingled and lightly contaminated plastics.
Well, like following on from that idea, I'm sure we've all seen those really horrific photos of just beaches completely covered, absolutely covered in waste and plastic, and all those microplastics they're finding literally inside fish and all sorts of sea life. How exactly can this technology be used to help potentially clean up the ocean?
Well, I guess the one of the difficulties is getting the plastic out. But once it hits land, and we'd love to think that we could get a boat with one of our machines on board and actually process it into a product at sea. That's something that we're quite passionate to see in the future. But all of the material, we've done beach cleanups with Surf Rider Foundation and others, and we've taken all of those plastics and turned them into furniture.
Right. Well, how far do you think turning something like the plastic into furniture, how far do you think that can go into creating even more technologies, like maybe even houses?
Yes, in fact, once you've got a plastic substrate that has, you know, certain physical properties, and polyethylene's the most common waste plastic, but you can make posts, bollards, fence walks, any timber substitute product, and anything you currently make as a moulding, like a chair seat or any of those things, can be made, we believe, with recycled content instead of virgin material.
That would be fantastic. Well, what kind of time frame were you hoping for this technology to start be pointing out there?
Yesterday. We've actually been doing a fair bit of R&D in the last probably 3 or 4 years on this, so we've actually got quite a lot of... or a wealth of data, if you like, on the different combinations and the properties that come out. What we are lacking is the finance to capitalise the process. In other words, produce all of the engineering drawings for the commercial model.
Right. Well, fingers crossed things work out for you, because I'd love for this kind of technology to be out there, because, you know, we see it everywhere, all plastics, all in the ocean. I've just been working in the bush just last week, and deep in the bush, and plastic's even in there. You just wonder, how does it even get there? So it's definitely a major, major, major problem we're facing here on planet Earth. So thank you very much for your technology, and hopefully we'll be seeing it commercialized very soon.
Absolutely. We've got all the patents. We've got everything ready. We are on the launch pad. Thank you, Nathaniel.